Are you looking for expert analysis and the latest news in the promotional products industry?
You must be, because you're listening to the Promo Marketing Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Print and Promo Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Menapace, Content Director for Print and Promo Marketing. Today on the show, we have Jason Lukash from Rupt. Jason is an industry veteran who we've covered in the past across his, you know, various successes in the industry. Most recently, he launched Rupt, which is a new supplier that has a lot of focus on sustainability and using packaging in ways to, you know, expand the lifespan of the packaging itself. You know, it turns into a bird feed or something cool like that. But what we're talking about today is the venture capital arm of Rupt, which is called Rupt Ventures. Most recently, they invested in two companies, Desk Plants and Sweeter Cards. These were two companies that were kind of outside of the promo industry, or at least semi-new to it, and wanted that guidance that Jason and the rest of his team could offer. So I talked to Jason about what it's like bringing this kind of venture capital idea that's kind of Silicon Valley, and we joke about it in the show, but it is kind of a Shark Tank vibe to it. But we talked about bringing that to promo where it's not as prevalent among the other things about Rupt Ventures. So without further ado, and without trying to explain something that Jason can explain a lot better than I can, here is our interview with Jason Lukash from Rupt. All right, Jason, thank you for joining me on the show today. For people who don't know you, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. Jason Lukash, Alamo, California, CEO of Rupt and managing partner also at Rupt Ventures, which we're here to talk about today.
Yeah. We did a bit about Rupt when you guys made your big debut at PPAI, but what I wanted to talk to you today was about Rupt Ventures, which we did a little bit online about. You guys have made now two investments that you're talking about. So before we get into the real details here, tell me about Rupt Ventures, the background, all this, how it came to be alongside, you know, this new company you're running and all of that.
Yeah. There's been a lot of investments into the promo industry over the 15 plus years I've been into it, mostly private equity firms, as you're aware, that have come in and bought up suppliers or invested in distributors and layered on other acquisitions. But there's never been like a real like venture investment vehicle in the promotional product space. So over time, you know, and all the history of running Origadio and everyone coming to me, like people always came to us for ideas. They're like, hey, I'm thinking about trying to get into this promo thing. Like, you guys seem to be experts. Like, how do I navigate the waters? What do I do? I don't know where to start. What's C-coded pricing even mean? Like, just deer caught in headlights. And we always give out advice. Like, we encourage other people to get into the industry because it's a great industry with great people in it. But throughout giving all that advice for all the years, I was like, it'd be great to figure out if there was like an investment vehicle to invest in some of these, you know, next big suppliers or next big ideas that were coming in the promo space and help those guys grow and watch them grow from an investment standpoint. So that's kind of where the idea for Rupt Ventures came from, was a lot of cool people come to us over years asking for advice and wanting to help grow their business. And Mike and I decided to do it from a like an actual business standpoint now. So Rupt Ventures is an arm of Rupt here. We launched Rupt at PPAI, you know, 2 months ago. And now with Rupt Ventures, what we're doing is we're investing in the next big ideas on the supplier side in the promotional products industry.
It definitely does seem a little bit different than what maybe, I mean, again, I'm still relatively new to all of this. What I've noticed over the years of reporting on it, where, you know, you have a big supplier and they buy another supplier and just kind of bring them into the fold, and that becomes a brand under that umbrella. This is a bit different, and it's also different than just a private equity firm, you know, buying and injecting cash.
Yeah,
it kind of bridges the gap between the two. And what do you, like, so do you think this is going to be something that catches on in the industry? What do you foresee with this? Or did you not really think about that at all and just want to do your own thing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think this will catch on, but it's way different, right? It doesn't exist. I have a guy I know who's in New York City, who runs a venture fund in the food space, and they invest in early stage kind of cool food brands, some of which are massive food brands now that everyone's heard of. And they've been the first investment or first check into those businesses. It's kind of like an incubator in a sense. They bring them all in, right? They help with their sales, they go to market, they go into Whole Foods together on a unified front, right? They share creative and marketing assets behind the scenes. And it's been wildly successful. The thought process is the same here in promos. So we've made two investments so far, right? We have another one that's slated to happen in April and another one in May after that. And if we can invest in other suppliers, help them navigate the waters of promo, we can all go in together with a unified sales and marketing and creative front, leverage synergies on the back of house side, and share costs, whether it's UPS freight accounts to shared service accounting costs or whatever it is, make us more powerful as a whole and go in together. Like there's something really, really impactful there. When private equity firms, and I know this from HPG, right? We're private equity backed. When private equity firms come to the space, they buy that business outright, right? And usually the founder either wants to sell or maybe stay on or get out. They're looking for a liquidity event. Like that's not what we're doing at Rub Ventures. We're giving an investment, we're making an investment into those companies and helping those companies grow so we can realize that investment someday and maybe not. If they sell, if they don't sell, who knows? But we want to be that kind of guiding light or those promo Sherpas, if you want to call it that, to help them navigate the waters of promo and watch those businesses grow and reap the benefits of
It makes sense that you're in the Bay Area because there is a very Silicon Valley quality to all of this.
it. For sure. There's a million venture funds out here. But there's not one in promo. Like we're the first to do it in the promo space. There's amazing suppliers and amazing ideas in this promo space, but there's never been a venture fund on record in the industry specifically.
Yeah, that was when this news came out. This was something that I kind of thought of because this isn't a new business model, but it is new to
No,
promo. So,
for sure. Yeah. It's like it's funny. Mike and I were on Shark Tank back in the day. It's kind of like someone commented the other day after the Desplantes announcement. It's like, you guys are like Mark Cuban of promo. I was like, I don't know about that. We're not throwing chairs at a basketball game and giving people a 24-second shot clock to decide if they want to work with them or not, which happened to me
not
ironically on
yet,
Shark Tank.
not yet, not
Right.
until it all goes to your head.
No, we're just like, we want to be those angel investors and those, like, we don't want to mess up those businesses. Those businesses are going to do their own thing. We just want to help them and give them some advice, as well. So.
Of course. So tell me about the scouting for all this. How do you choose the companies you invest in, and what's the criteria for a company that you feel like you're good to invest in?
Yeah, for sure. So there's kind of like six key investment criteria, right? And they have to be aligned with RUPT, right? And with what we're doing at RUPT, right? Like that's the most important. Our core values of RUPT, are, ideally the one piece minimum, no setup, quick turn production. We're doing multi-continent, recycled, sustainable, give back, carbon neutral. Like there has to be some sort of element that aligns with us. I'm not going to buy or invest in some company that's making like, stress balls that are toxic for the environment that, all right, do something terrible, right? So align with RUPS core values, looking for guidance, honestly, in the industry and trying to figure out how to grow, or maybe they're not in the industry specifically and want to try to jump into the industry and need some help there. Opportunity for like exponential growth, like uncapped potential for that business. So a business that's not so far along where they're at like $50 million of revenue and their ceiling is like $52 million of revenue. There's not much from an investor standpoint to make a return someday. So kind of early stage with, tons of ceiling above them. A completely unique product offering. So something that's different that maybe they're the best plant company in the industry, the best chocolate bar company in the industry. Like they're the all-star team of their specific silo, right? And specifically for us, we were trying to find and invest in businesses for a product offering that we probably would not get into, right? Like I'm not gonna take RUPT into plants or chocolate greeting cards or XYZ, right? And we're gonna stick to kind of our core. Super unique like business story and ideally founder led, right? So the founder has to have the same entrepreneurial spirit that Mike and I have. Like they've gotta work hard, play hard, and like put in the blood, sweat, and tears to grow their business for sure. So that's kind of like what we have looked for from an investment standpoint. And then for the first two investments with Stacy at Sweeter Cards and Lawrence at Desplantes, like a lot of people told me I should talk to these guys. Like Stacy reached out to me on LinkedIn randomly and sent a bunch of chocolate bars for me and my wife and the kids here. And I was like, this is really unique. It's like a chocolate bar meets green card in one. And she's like, I'm just new to this promo thing. Like, you seem like a promo. She called me. She's like, you seem like Taylor Swift a promo. I was like, I'm not going to respond to you because it's making me cringe. That means Mike is Travis Kelce, I guess. I don't know. But a lot of people have recommended me to you. And I was like, this is cool. Like, and I talked to her. I was like, wow, you've got the same like piss and vinegar in your veins that I do. Mm-hmm. Like, you're willing to go. So that was like a match made in heaven. And then Lawrence, again, reached out to me randomly on LinkedIn from Desk Plans. He's like, hey, I just want to send you a plant. I was like, okay. Yeah. So like literally 2 days later, this plant showed up. I'm holding it up right now. It's not
for
a video,
those who can't see, it's a beautiful plant with the RUPS logo on the base there.
And still alive. Like,
yeah, friend, look, no, like, it looks healthy.
This plant's been alive for like 6 months with very little light and water as well, too.
It looks so like super a snake impressed. Plant. Those things are resilient.
It is a snake plant for sure.
Yeah.
You know your plants.
I know the ones that I can keep alive.
Yeah. They're very hard to kill plants. Let's make that known. I talked to him. I was like, you've got the right kind of criteria and there's massive ceiling above you. And he just started doing the promo dance. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, very long-winded. That's kind of like what we look for from an investment standpoint. And that's how I found those first two investments.
And this is different. You used HPG just as an example. So I'll continue with that. They absorb Org Audio and now they sell Org Audio products under the HPG umbrella. This is different to that, as you're not selling now these desk plants under the RUPT umbrella. You're just now an investor, correct?
100%. Yeah. What you will see, which will be amazing, that we've been working on starting next month in April, you'll see RUPT kits come out. We used to do a lot of kits and bundles back in the day at Org Audio. And you know, you'd get a backpack with a Lucent bottle with a charger or whatever in it. But what you'll see now is you'll see RUPT venture kits be sold under RUPT. So you'll see like a desk plant with a green card with a water bottle. So for new employees, first day of work, like you can get that kit all from us and it'll all ship together as like a new, like welcome to the team type of gift. You'll see a plant with a chocolate bar. You'll see a RUPT bottle with a plant, like, and then as more business come into the fold, you'll see these kind of kits and bundles, because kits and bundles are super popular in the sector. And when we used to do it at Org Audio, people would always send us something that we didn't offer from Org Audio to include in the kit. And sometimes it was candy, sometimes it was plants, sometimes it was journals or notebooks or pens or jackets or whatever. Now the thought is, if we can build out a cool like kit and bundle assortment and have it sold via RUPT and bring all those RUPT companies together, it helps everybody as a whole. And more importantly, it gives the distributor like a kick-ass tool to sell to their client. So,
for sure. So you mentioned you have a couple more investments coming up, and I won't ask you about specifics about that just yet, but what are some of the long-term goals at RUPT, or RUPT Ventures, I should say?
Ideally, we want to have probably no more than 6, maybe 8 companies in the investment fund at any given time with non-competing product lines. So I wouldn't have another plant company, or I wouldn't have another chocolate bar company, right? So non-competing product lines. We're working together as a team. Like, we're going to have the first like RUPT Ventures investment like summit sometime this summer. We'll figure out where it is. We're all going to get together. We're knowledge sharing. We're doing that week or bi-weekly anyways as a team. Like, you know, Stacy, what's working really well for you with Halo, right? Lawrence isn't as deep with Halo. RUPT does some stuff with Halo. So we're sharing that knowledge base to kind of go to market together. We're leveraging the same reps out in the field as well too, which will help as a whole. But we want to have a couple more investments keyed up. You know, we've got two kind of teed up right now, and we want to find out what other key categories are we missing to kind of round out the hard goods offering, right? Or maybe there's an apparel supplier that we don't know about that needs kind of the guiding light, and maybe we have an apparel kind of cornerstone of the sector as well too. But our goal was to stick to suppliers, whether it's hard goods or soft goods, and have kind of that whole piece of the promo pie available so we can have the total addressable market. So have a couple others lined up, see where they go. And what's interesting is every time one is announced, and you've got that, you guys have done a great job at promo marketing announcing them, I have another like 10 or 15 people hit me up on LinkedIn, and it's like, hey, I'm interested in talking to you. So it's actually fun. I love the investment kind of vehicle. Like, it's fun doing rupture and it's fun making product, but like, it's really cool helping entrepreneurs and looking at different businesses and kind of putting my spin on it and seeing what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and helping those people. Like, it's super, super fun. It's fun being an advisor or a consultant or an outside investor.
Yeah, man, Mark Cuban looks like he's having a great time on Shark Tank. They all do. Yeah,
for sure. I mean, those are way bigger investments.
Yeah, those are a little bit, hey, for now.
Way bigger fund behind him as well, too, but got to start somewhere.
Awesome. Well, Jason, thank you so much for doing this. This has been really interesting. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about RUPT or RUPT Ventures before we call it a day?
I mean, RUPT is going well. It's been 66 days since we launched, right? Not that I'm counting, but I am. And it's going really, really well, and people are super happy with it. And we're not taking our eyes off the RUPT prize. RUPT Ventures is kind of a side play, and there's cross synergies, and we're sharing staff, and it's helping everyone as a whole. But I think it's powerful. You look at like buying groups on the distributor side, and there's a lot of those. There's no like supplier like power groups or supplier alliances or supplier all-star teams, right? I think we're building that here, and that's interesting and different. It's cool to have power together as a supplier, right? If you're a small guy, you've got a lot of small guys together to make one big fish, yeah, if you want to call
it. It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I think more suppliers should work together because it helps the industry as a whole, and it makes everyone better. So,
cool.
But thanks, Jason, for having me.
Of course, anytime. Thank you for joining the show.
No problem.
All right, that does it for this episode of the Print and Promo Marketing Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, all that good stuff. And if you have any tips or comments, you can always send them our way on Twitter at printpromo_mktg. That is at printpromo_mktg. Thanks again, everybody. Again, I am Brendan Menapace, and this is the Print and Promo Marketing Podcast.